While Cleveland and much of the U.S. are feeling cooler weather this week, the forecast for the American West is hot, dry, and windy. And that's bad news for a region struggling with wildfires. Drought conditions have spread over 70% of the U.S. West. That makes the vegetation on the ground ripe for spreading potential fires. According to the National Interagency Fire Center, the United States has seen an average of 46,700 fires each year over the past decade. This year, the nation has seen more than 44,000 fires so far. Each year, an average of 6 million acres have burned in wildfires across the country. This year, more than 7 million acres have already been lost, and there are still 3 months to go in 2020. In California, where there have been more than 8,100 fires this year, the state's largest utility company has intentionally shut off power to try to prevent more wildfires. Electrical equipment can spark and ignite new blazes. There were 65,000 shutoffs planned early this week. Pacific Gas and Electric wanted to wait until high winds had passed and make sure no power lines were blown over or damaged before restoring electricity through them. The National Weather Service expects that hot, dry weather could settle over the American West for 1 or 2 weeks. The northeastern U.S. has also been suffering from drought conditions this year. Some of the rivers in that region are very low. The good news is that, unlike the West, rain is in the forecast for the Northeast. That can help states like Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, and Maine with their water resources.